He says, "Women writers are an abomination on the face of the earth. Did you ever hear anything so ridiculous?" "He is very handsome, though," said Edith, with a glance at his photograph on Catherine's dressing table. "And that is what Sid is not. He is rather distinguished-looking, but as plain as he can possibly be." Edith sighed. She had a weakness for handsome men, and thought it rather hard that fate should have allotted her so plain a lover. "He has lovely eyes," said Catherine comfortingly. "And handsome men are always vain. Even Ned is. I have to snub him regularly. But I think you'll like him." Edith thought so too when Ned Ellison appeared that night. He was a handsome, off-handed young fellow, who seemed to admire Catherine immensely, and be a little afraid of her into the bargain. "Edith will try to make Riverton pleasant for you while I am away," she told him in their goodbye chat. "She is a dear girl. You'll like her, I know. It's really too bad I have to go away now, but it can't be helped." "I shall be awfully lonesome," grumbled Ned. "Don't you forget to write regularly, Kitty." "Of course I'll write, but for pity's sake, Ned, don't call me."